Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Well, welcome everyone to this first show in July of 2017. Actually, the second day in July. Here we are on a Sunday evening, for most of us getting ready for the new week, and for others, continuation of the long week, because everybody's going to take off Monday, because in this part of the world, or in this part of whatever we're playing in, there's a holiday on Tuesday, and some people have just chosen not to go back to work on tomorrow. So, it's really interesting, the topic for tonight's show was actually the topic for last week's show, but because my skill set wasn't big enough, I didn't know that I was disconnected from broadcasting. And that's actually what the show is about. The show is about why put yourself in an ignorant mode, why put yourself in embarrassment? Why make yourself a student again if you've mastered a life? And it's basically because the things that you pull toward yourself are all skill-based and all knowledge-based. And as always, this is a call-in live broadcast show, and the call-in is 646-564-9714. And I am Alan Ritter, and this is An Emerging Forest. It's very interesting because later in the break, I'm going to play an opportunity to be with Terry on an event he's leading, which is forest healing. And he's not going to do just the one forest healing later this month, which you'll hear about in the ad. He's looking for opportunity to do a sequence, or a number of these events. And I don't exactly remember what the Japanese word for it is, but it's basically being in nature or being in fertility. And we were chatting on Friday. Terry and I were chatting because, of course, I goofed up last week and didn't broadcast because I was disconnected. And he called up and we talked about his forest healing. And I get that, and I know that my listeners will understand that I get that, because his nature healing and respect for nature, and the reason nature brings in so many more opportunities, is because nature, trees, plants, living beings, things that are grown up around us that we would call the emerging forest, are in fact things that bring in much, much more diverse opportunities. It's interesting that it's interesting to think about a plane landing, or a commercial pilot landing a plane, and how many times programming has been tried to actually land a plane, and they can't do it. And it's regardless of the number of millions of lines and the number of subroutines they put in that program, they can't land the plane. And you're thinking, my goodness, that program is so complicated, but you're discounting, and you're looking at, but how is the human able to do it? And you're discounting how complicated the human is, because the human is massively complicated and massive, has massive levels of experience that I've sort of proposed as much as I can, or as many times as it weaves into my programs, my episodes of An Emerging Forest. Because that's what we are. We're incredibly complex. I'm certainly thankful to my mother and father, and thankful to my blood family for bringing me here. But that's the creator of my body. That's not the creator of my soul. I am the creator of my soul. I am the creator of the experience that I choose to go have with my soul. So I am the creator of that which is in front of me, satisfying, does not make me happy. I am the creator of something that will. And you are that powerful. You choose where your next foot goes. You choose who to speak to. You choose how to speak to them. You shape your reality. I shape my reality. So tonight's talk, or tonight's subject, tonight's lecture from here upon the lectern is about skills. And it's kind of obvious, but maybe it's not obvious, which is why I always bring up these various subjects that are all related to somewhat the same thing. But, I mean, maybe one topic brings somebody around. Maybe one topic is what someone needs to hear. Or, I mean, why do I do it this way? I've found that by being with someone in person and trying to explain something to them, I can tell when they're not getting it, or I can tell that the method that I'm using isn't getting through. You can try giving them a problem. You can try explaining it. You can try many, many different ways of getting it, and that's what I do, or what I have done, or what the job that's been put in front of me, which is basically transferring knowledge, aka teaching. And so your skills, if you have a skill set, I mean, what are your first skills? What do you pick up when you're young? You pick up the ability to speak, pick up the ability to move, pick up the ability, I mean, hopefully you have the ability to have a digestive system that works. But some people don't even have the ability to have a digestive system that works. My father didn't have a digestive system that works. He had ulcerative colitis. So one of the things that he was working on was, how do I solve this internal gastric issue, and you have to have a lot of patience with yourself, because issues take a long time. Issues take, it's not like, oh, you know, he spent a certain number of years on it and, you know, he'll be a new person, he'll come back in the next life and he'll not be working on that issue. Maybe he'll take a break, but maybe he'll still be working on that issue. Maybe it's that foundational for that soul, you know, regardless of what form he comes back in, that he's still working on that tube within a tube issue. Because the way you walk, the skills that you use, the speaking that you're able to do, the writing that you're able to do, the standing up in front of people, explaining concepts, explaining simple concepts, explaining hard concepts, that's what shapes your world. Knowing this concept over here and being able to explain it, making a connection between concept and being able to explain it, that's what shapes your world. And so what I'd like to bring to the discussion tonight is that your skills are creating your environment. And as a result, we have, and I before, a huge set of things to choose from. And I'm not saying you choose from one and quote-unquote miss out on another. You will be back. You will be back to work on that other skill. You will be here for a long time. This is not a short, one life go-round being a human being, or being anything, being a tree, being a blade of grass, being a dog or a cat. It is a long journey. You have to learn how to, from the ground up, how to use all the pieces. This is my particular opinion. Maybe your opinion clashes with that opinion. But I had some experiences when I was in having an issue and things just fell out before me. I was able to explain things walking around in the dead of winter in northern Vermont, looking up at the sky and seeing how various fates were constructed, and just seeing it so clearly, and then going back to my apartment and staring at the wall saying, I never studied that. How do I know that? Well, I didn't study that this lifetime. The only way you know those things is because at some point you studied them, at some point you took that information in, and I know it wasn't in this lifetime. Nobody slipped that to me. You can either accept that everybody knows the same thing, and you look around and say, well, if everybody knows the same thing and has the same skill sets, why are we all so different? Or you can say everybody's on the journey, starting with a blank canvas and beginning to experience and beginning to have experiences and building a large portfolio that we need to have of experience. So it's interesting that we get to a certain point in our lives, we get to, you know, as early and they're going to school and we're gaining skills and we're able to interact with people. And then we get to be in our early 20s and we're getting out of college or we're learning our skill set at our job. And around about, for lots of people, or late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, we sort of become enamored of life. Maybe we're having a family, and we sort of stop picking up things, stop picking up skills, or we stop really, really challenging ourselves to our core, to the wholly different way of being. And that puts us into a position where you're going to stay the same place. You're going to be the same person. And what I would say is there is really nothing wrong with that. And at the same time, stayed at certain places for a certain number of years and been in a certain mode for a certain number of years, many, many more years than I can even recognize because I don't know how far back I've gone. But more recently, everything has been changing for me. And because everything's been changing for me and because I recognize that maybe I was on one side of the coin for a certain part of my life and now I'm on a different side of the coin or different, totally not even being related to the coin anymore, that you have to recognize that the skill set that you had where the skills that you have always bias you. So if someone is offering you to get paid because you have a certain skill set, there's a certain mentality that goes with that. You're going to act a certain way. You're going to have a certain diet. You're going to be in a certain niche environment. And literally for me, what happened was as soon as I removed myself from my job, as soon as, like the Thursday was my final day at my job, and then literally I was in a lecture that had been scheduled where somebody said, hey, here's an opportunity to be in this lecture to hear about certain concepts. And on that Sunday, you know, 72 hours after I walked out of my job, I was in a full-day lecture hearing about the other side of the coin and seeing some things that were pretty unbelievable, but that did make some sense. It is interesting to see also who you are at your core. And you might pick up a skill, but that skill is going to be used within the same context. And you'll be that same honest person, same dependable person, and you'll bring that skill into that context. And it will bring different circumstances into your life. You may become a shopkeeper, you may become a woodworker, you may become a forester, but you'll still be within that same overall context. Maybe you're an honest person. Maybe you're an honest person who likes to hustle and will bend a little bit to get what they want, something like that. But you're not going to engage the circumstance in a dishonest way, because then you wouldn't be using your skill or be using a different set of skills along with that skill. I can't really speak to that because I'm not built that way. So I'm biased even the way I am. But I want you to know that I can't really speak about dishonesty because I don't work that way. And it's interesting to look at that and see how the inner person attaches more and more skills to themselves, but the inner person doesn't really change. But then you're saying, oh, but that's just one layer down. That's just one layer of the onion down. At some point, there's going to be a sea change in that person, and they're actually going to change as well. And the reason I can talk about that is because that is exactly what happened to me. I've gone from being a person in what I would consider a 100% ingest mode, a student forever, to someone who has gotten to a certain level of awareness of what's going on, and now I'm willing to say, I'm not willing to just be the soup drinker or the smoothie taster, make some changes in my life, and I want to make some changes in myself and in the services and the world that I interact with as a result, by choosing to request certain things, choosing to have intentions that certain things should go certain ways and make those things happen. So the only way you get into the position of changing things is actually to physically get out there and do the action. And it's interesting because, as I've discussed in several programs before, the universe will allow you to do many, many things, and what society does to preserve itself is guide you by laws and by peer pressure, stay within certain guidelines, to always color within the lines. And one of the things that I've hooked up with is a local group that's in the town next to myself, the Oakland Green Team. And one of the things that we're very interested in doing is changing how much compost or how much biological material is thrown out of that town. We were at a meeting of that team one night, and the head of the team told us how much had been cataloged as having been thrown out in 2015. And the items that were cataloged were grass leaves and tree branches and tree stumps. And the total weight of those items that had been removed from the town, never to be returned, going to a county composting facility, but would never return, was 400 tons. And it's a pretty small town. It's not a large town. It's a very small town. I'm not sure of the square footage, but it's a pretty small town. And we were, the one gentleman who's actually a beekeeper and a chicken keeper, who's a former U.S. Marine from the Vietnam era, was who's very much a green advocate, was just, it looks like he'd been punched really, really hard in the stomach. He was just sitting there. He just sort of shrunk into his chair. And since then, he started making an alliance and finding out how he could change things and making some deals, and now a very large quantity of what we've been previously thrown out from a brewery is going to feed a local hog farmer. I'm not an animal domesticator, but I have to look at that, say that's certainly a better solution than having it be thrown out. And what I'm doing is helping to start the coffee grounds recycling. And it's so interesting because on the scale of 400 tons, you look at a few hundred pounds and you say, oh, but what difference does that make? Or here I am gathering up my leftover smoothie and putting it out in an icing bucket that I go get and recycle from the local Acme for free, and putting that with all my other scraps, and putting that with the vegetables and produce that I get from my produce club, and putting it on my trailer of my bicycle and bicycling it a mile and a quarter over to the next town, to Robert's house, and he uses it at his house or he takes it to the community garden. You can look at that and say, oh, that's such a drop in the bucket. But I don't look at it that way. I look at it as the universe, every other being has to get out of my way when I choose to put my foot over there. So if I choose to go about my business every day and stay within the lines of the coloring book is going to stay the same. But if I choose to put my foot there on a very, very frequent basis and keep pushing and keep, you know, having these discussions and keep asking people, you know you have a passion in your heart. You know you have something that you need to do. I don't want to know what it is. And don't tell anybody else what it is. Make room for it in your life. Go step in it however much you can. Because we need your diversity. I need your diversity. An emerging forest needs your diversity. The lower technology road is the computer programs that men can write. The higher technology code is the commercial pilot's hand on the stick, because that's got a heck of a lot more programming in it. By themselves, the programs that they put there themselves. There's lots of programs that you'll watch, lots of informational programs or lots of movies and et cetera that will say, oh, we're just meat. And at the end of our life, we dry up and blow away. And we're just technology that can be replicated. Obviously not. Obviously someone is misleading someone. But they're only misleading you if you want to be misled. Now, certainly there's a host of people who want to be misled. And that's where they are on their journey. And that's perfectly fine. I don't get bent out of shape about that. But I will put my foot where I want to put my foot. It doesn't matter what the cost is for putting it there. I've had things in my life cost me certain things and not understand what I understand today. Then you come to the second level down in your onion, where you haven't changed the inner person, and you come to a change in your life where you change the inner person. And there was an interesting part of the movie, unfortunately I have to refer to a movie, right? The Batman, where the one person is saying to the character Batman, the will to act. The will to keep it in your head gets you nowhere. The will to act gets you, you know, you mess up, you screw up, or you don't do it perfectly, but you did it. The universe had to make a space for you. If it's in your head, if it's in your soul, and it doesn't come out of you, the universe doesn't have to make a space for you. But if the universe has to make a space for you, that's completely different. And I'll see you on the other side of the break, and I just can never get enough of this song, Star of the Bard, Green and Gray. Talk to you in a minute, or seven or eight. Thank you.
and the 1st of May. A man in black came walking into a woodland glade, following the sounds of pipes on this beautiful spring day, high from the music that they made. But what beheld him within that place? A look of recognition fell across his face. Oh Lucifer, oh Lucifer, why do you appear to me? For I am a man of God, a priest. I'm no devil, I'm father to the man. I have been here since the earth began. Neither black nor white, priest, hear what I say.
I'm green and tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Science is coming to recognize what we already know. There is healing power in the forest. Forest bathing and similar techniques are gaining in acceptance. Reiki Master Reverend Terry Power and Holistic Health Coach Robin McKean Power bring their years of healing experience and invite you to join them in the wild forest at World's End State Park in Pennsylvania on the 22nd of July. With them, you will connect with the ultimate power of nature to facilitate self-healing and improve overall well-being. The price for this 2.5-hour in-forest healing experience is $40 per person. Email littlestonebridge@gmail.com to register or for more information. This event is limited to 12 people, so don't delay. Email littlestonebridge@gmail.com today.
Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Wow, I hadn't heard that commercial before. Maybe I should have. So that sounds like an interesting experience, partially for the walk in the woods and partially just for the people that you'll be around. So it's interesting to think about the many changes in your life because you get new information. And you get new information, and all of a sudden, many, many things that you thought were unconnected in your life become extremely connected. Many, many things that you thought were complicated, that were just so complicated, unbelievably complicated, just fall away. And they're not complicated anymore. They're very simple. And it's because you challenged yourself, but you challenged yourself to a level in a certain area where, I don't know if you become an authority in that area, but where you start to recognize how things are built. And you start to recognize structure, you recognize the structure in that area, and you look around and you see that many, many other areas have the same structure, mostly because they were created by the same people with the same way of thinking. And you're able to make a connection. Well, that thing over there functions this way, and this thing over here functions in a similar way. So I'm able to just see how it works across the board. And that's why it's at least important to me to keep acquiring skills, because for whatever reason, I'm just interested in the game that we're playing. So one of the things that's been happening in my life is a really big shift in my personal economy, and realizing, of course I realize that I need to earn money, more money from different places, but you realize that, and then being limited in those choices because of a background issue, you're not able to get to just anything. But then after realizing it and understanding it for a while, the door actually opens and you're actually starting to do that. You're actually starting to have a change in earning, not to any great extent, but in a limited way. And what I'm talking about is I've known that I need more money, and at the end of the month, like it is now, the end of the month, the beginning of the month, is a pretty, what used to be a stressful time. Maybe stress still gets to me a little bit in my life, but not nearly as much as it used to. But just being able to plan ahead and say, I'm going to be getting these opportunities to earn more money through being a part in extra commercials or in some way as an extra. And I'm not going to be getting paid that much, but it's such a change in how much money I'm actually earning right now that it's going to be a really big change. I'm going to be able to do a lot more things in my life that most people would say, oh, but that's a basic thing. And I haven't been able to do those things for a long time. And it's interesting to look at myself now and say, the amount of money that I'm earning is this much, and I'm actually in poverty, or what is classified as poverty. But then to look at what I actually do in my life and to compare it to what I've done in my life in the past, and it's not tradable, but I wouldn't trade it. It's literally, you can't say I would trade this for that, because you can't trade it. But I wouldn't trade it because I'm such a more fertile person now. I have such a wider ability to appreciate everything, and I would say that and I actually do believe that my larger self made a choice on many, many levels to give up what I gave up and to literally cast off the wealth that I cast off. Certainly for gaming purposes, there was an element of gaming that went into it, an element of a charade that was played with other people, and they took certain actions by myself to be a certain have a certain meaning. They were incorrect, but they were tempted to do something, certainly in that direction. But also, there is no way that you find out who and what you are until you only have who and what you are as the thing that makes you go forward. If you don't do it, I don't do it. Nobody else does it for me. If I don't go get on my bicycle and put my trailer on it and go get the clothes hanger, dolly, or whatever you want to call it, the thing to put clothes on that I did get from someone who was putting it out at the curb. If I don't go do that, I don't have it in my kitchen. I don't have it being, ready to use in my bedroom or wherever I'm going to use it. It just doesn't work that way. So I certainly have a huge amount of respect for all forms of my development, and I have a huge amount of respect for all forms of everybody else's development. Some forms I'm not so much enamored with, but when I look at it at the end of the day, everybody's where they are. And I look at where I'm sitting with my understanding of what basic foundations and what basic assumptions have been used to create the society that we are living in. And on the one hand, it's disappointing, but on the other hand, it's very, very useful, or very, very heartening, gladdening. It makes me happy to know that the foundation that the present society is on is so poor, because that means that we can do much better with small or even medium-sized changes in the foundation. And I mean, hugely better. Not usually better having a judgment against the present society. It certainly should remain as a subset of the overall diverse society, because look how many people are still learning in it. That's not something you throw away. It's something that you keep. But there's some people here who need to move on. So, and there's some people here who are willing to do what they need to do in order to move on. So the moving on is going to happen. And it's just a matter of saying, are we going to fight about it and repress and do all those things, or are people going to be allowed to move on? And as a manager, as an adventurer and a quester for experience, and also someone who's possibly looking at from a managerial standpoint, you make room for both sets, because the universe says that you don't really have a choice. You have customers demanding both sets of goods, so you need to give both sets of goods if you want to remain in the managerial position. Now, if you don't want to remain in the managerial position, we can certainly have a wrestling match, and I'm pretty sure the outcome is going to be that you're going to lose your place as the controller, or there's going to be a new Wizard of Oz. Let's put it that way. So thank you so much for taking time out of your evening, or taking time out of your day, or whatever, or whenever you listen to this, to listen to my program. I was amazed to. I'm not really that savvy with the technology, and I hadn't really looked at the statistics for my program. But when Terry and I spoke on Friday, he said, He was thanking me for actually starting to build some numbers, and building numbers of people who listen to the show live, and building numbers of people who listen to the show in archive. And so I actually went and looked at those numbers, and I hadn't before, looked at them in the last few days, and I actually saw that I was in the 30s to 60s to 70s, in some cases, listens. And like we said before, like I said before, you're like, oh, okay, you're only getting like 2 buckets of coffee grounds, or 3 buckets of coffee grounds, and just a few hundred pounds or whatever it is, a small amount out of it, just drop in the bucket. It's not a drop in the bucket, because talking about symmetric action, we're talking about a tapestry, and if colors over in that portion of the tapestry are of me putting my foot down in a particular manner, that affects the tapestry. The tapestry is changed. The tapestry is not the colors within the lines anymore. The tapestry is massively different in overall. Even if it's just, even if you have to like bring a magnifying glass and blow that area of the tapestry up so much just in order to see that particular color. The color is there, and the rest of the tapestry is a result of including that color. It is the result of including your action. So that is why your action is so important. My contact information, my email is ritter.alan88@gmail.com. I have a small produce discount business in the southeastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey area. We can be found on Facebook at produceclub.us, or you can email me about that as well. I am always interested in people who want to come on this show. I am always interested in anyone who has a semi-like mind or maybe just a diverse opinion and who wants to co-host or have a program to themselves, wants to talk about whatever they want to talk about. I've had people on here who wanted to talk about things. Of course, I've known them before, but hey, let's get on the phone and talk and see. And, you know, probably a couple of chats, and you'll be on the radio talking about what you want to talk about. And, you know, bring all your friends to listen. This very interesting, because I really find it interesting that I want to inspire people with just the basic understanding of what your action brings to the table. Oh, it's such a nothing action. It won't affect anything. Yes, those words and that disenfranchising intention and result will do nothing. But if you grit your teeth and get out there and put your foot down and walk around the block carrying your whatever, or play your instrument, or do whatever it is that you have the passion to do, that will bear fruit. That will make you the difference. That will be so empowering, because it's what's holding back what comes next for you, also what holds back what comes next for so many other people. Because they're all waiting for you, because then what comes next for them comes next for them. So we've all got this sequence, and the sequence is sort of blocked because the next person in line isn't getting done what they could be getting done. And we'll be here for as long as it takes to get that all done. We'll be here. Everybody's got as much fictitious time as is required to get that done. I won't run out of words. I'll just say it a different way. The soil is meeting of it, it's not meeting, it'll be here for the next party, but it's just there to give. It's there for us to make it. It's there to give back to us. It's there to be the reflection of what we want. The sun is there to be your constant companion. Always be the same distance from you no matter how far you go. The moon is there for you. The earth is there for you. This is our interaction space. This is our game space. This is your game space. And I actually like to go a little step further and say, we don't move and we don't progress in time. we have experience that we think is in time, isn't in time. It's experience, the next thing on your list. So time doesn't really go anywhere. The routine goes round and round and round, but stays and is fixed is the next thing that's on your list. So time, the loop of day, night, doesn't really actually move. What progresses your development is doing the practices, is doing what you need to do. That's what changes you, and that's the only thing we're here for. We're here for the evolution, if you want to call it, but we're here for you building your foundation over here and over there and over there, or changing your foundation or going and finding new foundational skills that you need to learn and being in circumstance that allows you to change those things. That's what's why the whole consensus community of time came together and space came together, because you can have a project over here and in time you can spend a certain number of hours doing that project. The commute and the time spent doing it don't matter. It's the doing it that matters. The doing gets recorded. And as I've said in previous shows, I mean, the experience, you can stack up all of the experience in one area on top of each other and look at that as a consolidated skill set. And the time that it happened down through all of your lifetimes doesn't matter at all. There's your consolidated skill set. There's why you appear to be a natural in that skill. Because of all of this, quote-unquote, time that you put into that. Well, at the end of it, you have a consolidated skill. The time, you know, if it took X ridiculous amount of time or Y ridiculous amount of time to get that skill set, you have that consolidated skill set, and you're, quote-unquote, a natural in that. Now, are you a natural in that? No. You took as much time or as little time or however much time it took you to do that, and you made all the mistakes. So now you appear to be this, you know, this savant master of that area. But are you a savant master, or did you just take the lumps just like everybody else did back in the day, previous lives ago, when you mastered that? Obviously, you learned it just like everybody else learned it, although you get to show off now, but that's fine, right? So thank you all so much for listening to my semi-goofy perspective on the world, on the thing that we do here, on this game that we play. Have a great night, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.